get it.
Linda had to bring that up to him. All right. Living on soil in a cesspool world. You've noticed by reading last week's chapter and some of the things mentioned in this one, what that is talking about. All right. Well, there we go. I've got the same thing you have now. There's no excuses. What are those that are under the thing going across there? There are no excuses.
The Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments, right. There's no excuse for breaking them. We make excuses, but there's no excuse. None of the Ten Commandments did anyone ever twist our arm and force us to break one of them. Did you ever notice that? We usually did because we wanted to. By the way, Hoyt, if you want to be able to read that scripture better, get new glasses or longer arms.
That's right.
All right. Now, in chapter 1, Paul looked at the Gentiles. He talked about them and told how bad they were. This was guaranteed to get the attention of the Jews. Well, I went too far, didn't I? Oh, I've got to punch this one up here. We're eventually going to get it to where the two of them work together, but we haven't done that yet. If you want to get people to listen, talk about someone else. Isn't that true? All right. Yes, it is. Did you hear about Bannon? You got ears perked up like a rabbit. Now, last week, he talked about the Gentiles. Today, he's going to talk about the Jews. The Jews were without excuse. They were without excuse in their rejection. Now, the Gentiles rejected revelation given to them through nature. The scripture says in Romans, the first chapter, the 20th and 21st verse, "For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what was made, so that they are without excuse." The Gentiles are without excuse. "For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish hearts were darkened." And as he goes on to say, that they decided to worship the creature and not the creator, things that were made. Now, the Jews rejected divine revelation to them of the Ten Commandments. Verse 23 says, "You who boast in the law," and he's talking about the Jews, "through your breaking the law, do you dishonor God?" You see, the Jews were just as bad off as the Gentiles were. Now, why is Paul doing this? Well, he talked about the Gentiles to get the Jews' attention. Now he talks about the Jews. So in the third chapter, he's going to say a verse that all of you should memorize. Romans 3:23. "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And that's how he winds this all up. But now, the Jews condemn themselves when they criticize the Gentiles. Why? Because they practice the same things mentioned in the first chapter. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, they're gossips, slanders, by the way, this is about the Gentiles, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, approval to those who practice them. What did Paul say here? The Jews were doing exactly the same thing that the Gentiles were doing. By the way, I guess I need to turn that off. Is that better?
Yeah, okay. Now, it makes no difference.